Okay, so there's Hashem. This is going to be part two and three of Hilchos Tzitzis. We're up to Sif Ches in Siman Tes, Hilchos Tzitzis. The bracha of all, the din of all berachas and mitzvahs is that you have to make the bracha over l'asiyasan, not over to over, which means immediately before you do the mitzvah, you make the bracha. Which means that when you're putting on your tzitzis, so then you should put the tzitzis, hold it over you, and then make the bracha, and then put on the talis, or the talis cotton, as it were. if you're talking about a talis gadol, so then the minig is you take the talis gadol, you put it down until edge of it goes down to your lips, and then you twirl it around you, katifas yishma'ilim. Because there's a shita that says that you have to wear it like that, so at least with Shasa Bracha, that's how we wear it. You stay like that, Kadei Hiluch Dalet Amis, the time, a couple seconds, time it takes to walk for Amis, and then you put it on you regularly. While you have it around you, so some say the Psukim, the Mishnah Berurah, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that you should do that to say the Psukim of my Yakar that are brought in the Siddurim. You should make sure that you don't drag the tzitzis on the floor. That's bizui mitzvah. And so if you're going to be walking on the street, there's a problem with that, so put it in your belt. Okay. The bracha of tzitzis is only said at day because the whole shaila is to whether laila zman tzitzis. It's a machlekes rishonim as to whether we go by the beged laila, or whether we go by the time. Since it's a suffix, you don't make the bracha on tzitzis at night. You should only make the bracha when it's at the point of Mishi Yakir Ben Tchelis 11 in the morning, so it can't be too early. And if a person puts on his talis cotton when he gets dressed, and when it's that's still night, so he should patter it with his talis gadol. If a person sleeps with a talis cotton all night and then he wakes up in the morning, so then he doesn't make a bracha on the talis cotton. Also, if he wears a talis gadol, so then he makes the bracha on the talis gadol. All right. If a person takes off his talis in order to go to the bathroom, or even just stam with the intention to put it back on, without a major hefsek in between, so there's no bracha to put it back on again when you put it back on again. If, however, you take it off for a significant period of time where you don't intend to put it back on, then you put it back on, so you need to make a new bracha on the talis. If the talis falls off of you unintentionally, even if you're holding it in your hand or something like that, you do have to make a new bracha. And if that happens during davening, so you should put the talis back on. If it's a place where you can't be mafsik, so then you are mashmesh with the tzitzis afterwards, and you make a bracha afterwards. Let's say someone shows up to shul and he doesn't have his talis with him. So halacha is he could borrow somebody else's talis as long as he folds it up and puts it back the way that he found it. On Shabbos, where you can't fold it back, so then the expectation is that you don't have to do it. You should not take the talis that belongs to somebody else and take it out of the base medrash or somewhere else, because that a person is going to be makbid on. The klal is, nichla l'nishal mevin mitzvah v'mayne, a normal person allows you to use this tashmishi mitzvah as long as you're going to take good care of it. If you know the person is a kapdin, so then pashtus, the rule, would not apply. He doesn't bring that inside, that's just the davar pashut. Okay, just say there. Yeah. All right. He's what's it called? The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that stam tzemer that we're talking about in the Gemara is tzemer rechelim, is wool, and he's very big on the fact that you have to wear a talis cotton that's wool, or at least the talis gadol that's wool, because otherwise it's a serious tzad that you're not going to be yotzei at all. There are various shitas in the Rishonim that say that the only way that you're going to be yotzei something else, like let's say you have cotton tzitzis, cotton beged, is if you have cotton tzitzis as well, since that's generally not what's done, so then you have a problem. Even if you have a beged, which is part wool and part cotton, so some shitas say you're not yotzei with wool tzitzis, so he's very big on wearing all wool tzitzis in order to be yotzei l'kol hadeis. If you have a beged that's half cotton, half wool, and then you have two wool tzitzis and two cotton tzitzis, that's even worse, because no one says a yotzei that way. All right, then we get to the most confusing sugya in Hilchos Tzitzis. I'll just try to simplify it. It's a sugya of gardumen. What happens when your tzitzis break? At what point do they become pasul? So the halacha is, and this is a libet atayismus, which is the shita that we're trying to be machmer. The person b'shas hadachak, you could be yotze according to Rashi, which is more kal. But he brings shita atayismus over here. Shita atayismus is that you need to have two full strings, meaning that has a shear, right, which we saw is 12 agudlin. Aside from the two full strings, if you have two what we call gardumen. Gardumen means stubs that is you can still tie kedei aniva. Kedei aniva is 4 gudlin, which is either somewhere between 10 centimeters and 5 centimeters, depending on the shita. But those other two strings, again, the tzitzis, which are 8 strings, are really 4 strings. So 2 of those strings have to be absolutely shalim, and the other 2 have to at least make it to the point of gardumen, right? However, three strings are totally shot, or you have one string that doesn't even make it to the level of gardumen, so then you're out of business. Now, how do you decide which are the 4 strings? So that's where it gets confusing, because we have 8, right? So if you keep track when you're making gitzitzis, and you know that that everything that's on the other side that you keep the sides, keep track of the sides when you make the tzitzis, so you make a knot, let's say, on one side. So then you know that even if it's cut off on this side entirely, I know that I still have gardumen because the other side is going to be shalom, right? But if you don't keep track of the sides, then any two tzitzis, so then you have to be choshesh that you have one string that didn't even make it to gardumen, and then the tzitzis are going to be pusel, right? If you kept track, so then as long as all the problems are on one side, and then you can have 2 gardumen, and the tzitzis are still going to be kosher. Right, but basically, again, saying the rule, you have to have, you have to have 2 full ones, absolutely 2 full ones, and then, after you have the 2 full ones, so then the 2 that are left have to be gardumen. But if one of those 2 is not gardumen, so then you're finished. Or if you don't have 2 full ones, you have only 1 full one, so then you're finished. Okay, so that's the sugya of gardumen. Next, the tzitzis have to be shazurim. Shazurim means that they have to be twined together. If they're untwined, so then it's kilu, they're nifsak, and then go back to the rule about how many tzitzis need to be shalim. Let's say that you have a beged, and the beged gets split in 2. Or you split it in 2 in order to wash it, which apparently was something that people used to do. So how do you get it back together again? If you put it back together again, it's tasav lomina asui. So that's absolutely impossible. But he says, what you could do is, if each half is kedei atifa, is big enough to have a sheer talus, so what you could do is remove 2 of the tzitzis, put it back together again, and then make the other 2 tzitzis. If it's not kedei atifa, so then you're out of business. There's a shita that if a little piece, the little piece of the corner falls off where there's the tzitzis, and it's less than... and it's less than 3 agudlin by 3 agudlin, so it's very small. Even if you sew it back on, it's not considered to be part of the beged. It's too small to be relevant, and therefore you wouldn't be able to use that as part of your tzitzis. So that's why people, it's one of the reasons that we reinforce the corner on the part of the tzitzis so that it shouldn't come off. There's a problem if there are strings hanging on the corner that are made of a material which is similar to tzitzis or even looks like the tzitzis, and even if those strings are used to reinforce the hole, it's not a problem if it's a different color, because the problem is we're afraid that you're going to mix that into your tzitzis, and therefore people are nohag to snip off everything on the corners, that there shouldn't be any fringes over there. And and the reinforcement and the reinforcement from the holes, so at least it shouldn't be, there shouldn't be hanging strings over there. The Seder. Let's say that somebody wants to replace his tzitzis. Yeah? So first of all, you're allowed to do it, to cut off the old ones, put in new ones. Halach is to make it nicer, zekili banvei, you're allowed to do it. You have to treat the old tzitzis nicely, though. No bizui mitzvah, so you can't throw it in the garbage. You have to wrap it up, and then you can dispose of it. No, well, you have to retie the new ones in a proper way. What? The other ones, you just cut it off with a scissor. Then you have a hole on the beged, and then you, right? If you want to replace the whole talis, also you have to be choshish for bizui mitzvah, to dispose of it in a way that's respectful. You put it in a plastic bag or something, but you don't just stomp, throw it straight into the garbage. Okay, let's say that a person is in shul on Shabbos, and he realizes that his talis is pasul. So there's a heter that you're allowed to wear the talis during davening, even though me'ikar adin, you're not allowed to wear a dal kanfas, begin sheish but dal kanfas without tzitzis. Since it's Shabbos, and you're not allowed to make the tzitzis on Shabbos, so there's no bittul mitzvah saseh, there's no lo saseh involved, it's a mitzvah saseh b'dilin tasulcha, so there's not a problem with that, and we were matir it, even though it's a, what's it called, even though you're not really supposed to do that, right, because it's a begin shel dal kanfas, but we matir it because of kavod abrius. However, if the person knew about it before Shabbos, so then he's mevatel mitzvah saseh b'yadayim, and then he's not allowed to wear this talis on Shabbos. Let's say that a person, stamazai, wears a beged sheyesh bo dalet kanfas, and he doesn't put tzitzis on. So he's mevatel mitzvah saseh. It's an einash chamur that Chazal say for being mevatel mitzvah tzitzis. And therefore, if a person has a garment, which is a suffix, so it's a good idea to round off a corner to make sure that you don't get into a problem of tzitzis when you have to wear it and you're not wearing it. If a person does keep the mitzvah of tzitzis and he's nizer with it, so Chazal promised that he's going to be re'ei pnei hashchina, so everybody should be very nizer in the mitzvah of tzitzis. So that's Simon Tes, Be'ezras Hashem on Sunday, so we start Hilchos Tefillin.